what most people think is that there's a perhaps a genetic predisposition that's passed down, such that you might carry the gene for it, but perhaps you live in a relatively calm environment, or you haven't had a terrible virus prenatally, or you live in a stress-free environment. Those kind of people may have the genetic tendency, but actually may not develop it. It's interesting, if you look at the research in third world countries, people with schizophrenia seem to do much better in those areas. And they think it's because there's much more of a focus on the family stepping in and taking care of. There doesn't seem to be as much stigma attached. So actually, the remission rate in third world countries is higher than it is in first world countries, which I find intriguing.
My uncle Danny is a paranoid schizophrenic, and people who knew him as a child, my father's brothers and friends of theirs growing up, they always talk about how Danny was always this kind of quiet kid, kind of stayed away from the crowd, and you can see it in pictures. There seems to be maybe not even a vacantness, but almost a detachment from the surroundings. Is that normal in someone who develops schizophrenia later?
It often is. Now, sometimes people will have no problems with their premorbid, or the premorbid means before it develops functioning. But actually, studies have shown, they've gone back and looked at home movies of people who eventually develop schizophrenia, and often they are portrayed much like your Uncle Danny, kind of socially isolated, socially distant, some difficulty engaging. And often you will have people who will come to us when they're 21 and they're presenting with all those positive symptoms. And if you do a little bit of digging or talk to their parents or their sibs, indeed they'll say, you know, he wasn't a joiner in high school. He kept to himself. He seemed not out of it, but just more emotionally distant. So often that's how people will present. That doesn't mean that everybody who's emotionally distant in high school is going to develop it, but those can be some of the keys that we can see.
So are people studying, going back and taking a look at people who are young now who are presenting these kind of distant, detached symptoms to kind of follow and see what develops later?
Absolutely. I was just reading a study yesterday where they are wondering if we can identify these people. Are these people that, one, we should watch more closely, or two, is it possible that we should start treating them earlier with lower doses of antipsychotic medicine, or we should be doing some education, we should be working on them with stress management and stress reduction techniques such that we might be able to either prevent or minimize the impact of the illness in their life?
Now, you mentioned medications. Of course, surrounding schizophrenia is the debate over medications, over the idea of forced medicating people. A lot of schizophrenics in the past have gone off their medications saying that it made them not feel right. My Uncle Danny was one of those people who throughout the years went on and off and on and off at medications, was on Haldol and all that stuff, and said it made him feel like a zombie. Now he's on meds that make him feel like himself but not have the symptoms. Are the medications getting better?
The medications are so much better. Which isn't to say that they're benign. The older medicines certainly made people feel, I think, a little more detached. They also had profound side effect profiles in terms of they would make patients feel stiff or drool or have what are called acute dystonic reactions, which are very painful muscle contractions. The newer medications that are on the market started coming on the market about 1990, and they really been a godsend for patients with schizophrenia. Reduce side effects. For some of my patients, it's like I'm flipping on the light switch and their life is opening up in front of them, and you can see emotion on their face, and they're like, I've got my energy back, I've got my motivation back, I've got my focus back. So these patients, really much more than patients treated with the older medicines, we're now talking with them about recovery. I mean, when I went into psychiatry 20 years ago, we didn't talk about recovery in schizophrenia. We're talking about that now, and it can truly happen with people. They have a chronic illness. For now, they'll probably have to be on medicine for much of their life, but we can talk with them about recovery, dating, marrying, finishing college, working, that kind of thing.